Our next guest knows most of the biggest names in music, personally. In her four decades as a music journalist, she's interviewed everyone from John Lennon to Kanye West. Now, Lisa Robinson has written a memoir, an insider's look at the major personalities of rock and roll. It's called There Goes Gravity, and it starts in 1975 when the Rolling Stones ask her to join them on tour.
The Rolling Stones were starting to be considered a dinosaur band then, because it was at the time of the punk rock scene. So I think Mick wanted me along partly to sort of whisper in his ear to tell him who he should talk to, partly to write about him, and also partly because he just liked having me around because we gossiped about other people together. Keith, of course, was very secluded and not really in great shape at that time. And I finally did get a bit of a sort of slurred, slightly incoherent interview with him. But when Keith cleaned up, he is without question one of the most lucid, hilarious, just insightful, smart guys I've ever talked to.
I found it amazing that while he would regularly be so blasted he could barely talk, he would walk out on the stage night after night, no less blasted, and be perfect.
Once he got that guitar in his hand, something else took over. I just think it was like his soul just went right through his hands, right to the strings of the guitar.
Dwell on it a great deal, but there's just a tremendous amount of drugs and sex and an occasional bout of nasty violence. And you wrote, "I was here to tell a story, not to judge, and that it was understood that in exchange for access, these subjects were off the table." At the time, did you kind of see the world as divided into us and them, us being the world of rock and roll, and them being everybody else in Peoria who wouldn't understand?
Well, you have to understand something. Ever since Little Richard yelled out, "Wop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bam, boom," people have hated rock and roll. People have portrayed musicians as criminals, drug addicts, outlaws, you know, and I just loved the music so much that I wasn't really judging the people. I don't know, it's funny. It's Pete Hamill, the writer and journalist, once said about me, "Everybody else who writes about rock and roll is the prosecuting attorney, and Lisa Robinson is the attorney for the defense."
You talked about how Mick Jagger was worried in 75 of being thought of as a dinosaur, which, looking back now, seems ludicrous, which then reminded me of Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant at the end of Zeppelin. It's not exactly like boxers who can't let go even though they're finished, because, of course, a musician is theoretically never finished, but there can be a feeling of desperation.
You know, they're musicians. What else do they do? I mean, interestingly enough, Keith Richards never talked about age. Keith Richards never cared. The front man, I think, has a different position. Mick Jagger was such an androgynous, gorgeous beauty. You know, when they get older, it's hard. But, you know, I don't think that when you're 20 or 30, you should be saying, "Oh, I never want to sing this song when I'm 40, because then comes 40 and you're still singing Satisfaction.
You were a woman in a very male profession. How was it?
In what way?
Oh, I mean, from the pictures, it looks like you were one of the boys.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't one of the boys because I wasn't sleeping with groupies and I wasn't taking drugs. I just kind of skipped it on a certain level. I was very newly married. I was madly in love with my husband. He was cuter than any of these guys. I just also knew I wanted to get these stories. I wanted to be professional. And as much as I could gossip and fool around and laugh and kid around with them, it wasn't something that was going to be any kind of a problem.
What would you say is the state of rock and roll currently?
I think it's harder now for bands because there's so many of them. You have to understand, when I started to do this, even at CBGB's, for example, there were maybe 10 bands, maybe 5 were good and 3 were great. You know, now there's hundreds of thousands of bands. But I think great bands do manage to get through. And I've been hearing that rock and roll is going to die now since, oh, I don't know, 1950s this has been going on. I think it's fine.
Lisa Robinson is the author of the new book about her life in rock and roll called There Goes Gravity. Lisa, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can read an excerpt of There Goes Gravity at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Wade Goodwin. Scott Simon is back next week.